Southwest Ohio is becoming a hotbed for solar farms. Three have been approved and three more are pending. In Focus on Technology, learn about this latest industry boom. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. On Thursday, state officials traveled to Mount Orab for the one and only solar farm under construction in this part of the state. The groundbreaking ceremony for Hillcrest included the Speaker of the House and a spokesman from the National Resources Defense Council. Why is Ohio farmland so ripe for solar? David Little is with the company managing the Hillcrest project.
Southwestern Ohio has a perfect topography for solar. It's nice and flat, very buildable. There's not a lot of disruption. Southwestern Ohio, there's good demand because, as I mentioned, the load.
Another company, Open Road Renewables, told the Dayton Daily News, until recently, solar didn't make sense in Ohio. Now the technology is vastly more efficient and can compete with wind and coal. Open Road has applied for two solar farm permits in Preble County. They are pending approval, and so is one in Claremont County. The Ohio Power Sitting Board has given two in Highland County the go-ahead. They can start construction anytime. One of these is Hecate, which is partnered with the City of Cincinnati. When finished in 2021, it will be the size of 750 football fields, the largest in the U.S. run by a city. It's expected to generate enough electricity to power 25,000 homes every day and save Cincinnati an estimated $1.7 million over the length of the 20-year contract. The Hillcrest project in Brown County is expected to provide the energy needs for 39,000 households annually. Little says it has contracted with a corporate customer.
That has not been announced as far as the name yet, but it's important that this is a very good market for that. There are many, many hundreds of companies, large corporate companies that are doing business in Ohio and other places in these areas that want to buy green power.
While many people are excited about the solar farms, some are not. Brown County Auditor Jill Hall is taking a wait-and-see attitude.
There's still a lot of we don't know out there. We know that they keep saying that there'll be this amount of money, but from my calculations, we are 3 years away from getting any money. So if things arise in the meantime, how are we going to be able to take care of them?
Construction began in January, and she worries about the roads.
There will be multiple trucks a day. So I guess our concern is how are our little county roads, even our little township roads, going to be able to hold up under this and us not even be getting any money yet to take care of those. That's my biggest concern.
Interjects as David Little, who is managing the project, says Hall does have valid concerns.
We have a very, very detailed construction road use agreement that we've done with the authorities to make sure that anything that we've done is properly handled and put back to its original state.
The Ohio Power Sitting Board continues to get solar farm applications, but the PUCO's Matt Schilling says the utilities associated with them can't pass the cost of it along to customers. One tried.
And the Public Utilities Commission found that the application by AEP Ohio did not comport with Ohio law in that the added charge was not proven to be necessary.
Schilling says other than that billing issue with AEP, Willowbrook and Hecate in Highland County can go ahead with construction. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.